And now I would ask Johnny Riddle to come and say a few remarks.
Thank you, Wanda. Governor Perdue, Secretary Conte, state and local elected officials, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Board of Commissioners in Yancey County, I want to welcome you all to Yancey County. I'm pleased you are here today to help us celebrate the completion of this phase of the expansion of US 19 to a four-lane highway. I'm delighted that the years of advocacy for the construction of this four-lane highway have paid off. For the citizens of Yancey County, today is as monumental as the day in 1869 when the last spike was driven to complete the Transcontinental Railroad. This highway, just as that railroad, has been brought to a success after years of patience and struggle. I'm grateful to all of those whose hard work in the planning and construction of this highway have been realized. You know, Yancey County has had the unique distinction for too many years as the only county in North Carolina without 1 foot of four-lane highway in its boundary. So Governor Perdue, I'm proud to say that with your leadership, we are here today to formally shed that distinction. To the people of Yancey County, this four-lane highway is more than four lanes of asphalt. It is indeed our lifeline, our connection to the world. Yancey County has no hospital, so we find ourselves in times of medical necessity traveling this highway to the emergency room, physicians, specialists, and other medical facilities located in Asheville. Although just a short 30 miles or so from the center of Burnsville to Asheville, the time to travel that short distance is many times a matter of life or death. In fact, not too long ago, our county manager got to deliver his baby daughter, Mia, right around the curve here beside 19, on his way to Mission Hospital. So I'm sure he would tell you that time is of the essence when you're facing a medical emergency. This multi-lane highway will reduce travel time in those critical moments and at the same time provide us with a safer roadway. The beauty and hospitality of Yancey County and Burnsville is no secret to the world beyond these mountains. And we want business and industry to know we're open for business. We want them to know where we are and to get here as quick as they can. Yancey County has held on to great longtime corporate citizens such as Glen Raven Mills, Hickory Springs Manufacturing, and more recently welcomed Alltech Manufacturing to our county. Hundreds of Yancey County citizens depend on these employers to provide their good paying jobs for us to support our families. And likewise, these industries must have access to safe and reliable transportation system in order to receive the raw materials and in return, ship their finished products to the world. This four-lane highway opens that door of commerce wide as Yancey County is ready to welcome new and expanding business and industry. Encouraging folks to come to Yancey County dates back to our very founding. The scenic beauty and uniqueness of Yancey County has drawn people here for decades. This is a spectacular place that God has created and home to equally spectacular people who love to show off what God has given us to enjoy and take care of. Last year, this highway was designated a scenic byway, officially known as Mount Mitchell Scenic Drive. This designation allows us to reintroduce travelers along the way to the great communities in Yancey and Madison counties. Historical and cultural treasures, farms, crafters, potters, galleries, quilters, shops, and boutiques can be found along this route. Travel and tourism is a vital part of our economic plan. This four-lane highway will provide safe and scenic access to Yancey County, which will be a boost to our economy and will provide the ability to preserve the integrity of this route for years to come. I appreciate the opportunity to share this historic day with all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Johnny. We have a large number of very important guests here today, and it's impossible to recognize each one of them. However, there is one individual in the audience that deserves special recognition, and that is Gordon Myers. Gordon, would you stand? Gordon is a former together two people from each county, I think it was the 13 western counties, and he told us, folks, if we don't work together and prioritize strategic highways for our region, we won't get anything. That's when I first met Gordon, and we all agreed. I-26 was the most critical corridor for economic growth for western North Carolina. Highway 19 was second as the east-west corridor between Asheville and Boone. So Gordon, we thank you for all of your leadership, and let's give him another round of applause. Also, I'd like to recognize our state legislators that are here today. Senator Ralph Heiss, Ray Rapp, Representative Ray Rapp, would you all stand, and Representative Phil Fry. Thank you for being here. We have a number of local elected officials from Madison, Yancey, and Mitchell counties, and I'd like to recognize them, and I would just ask that they raise their hands at this time. Let's give them a round of applause. Thank you all for being here. A special recognition and thanks is extended to Taylor and Murphy and Young and McQueen Contractors. Where are these folks? Taylor and Murphy, Young and McQueen were the primary contractors on this project. These two companies worked together closely to make sure this project was completed. There were many subcontractors also that played a very important role in the completion of the project. And we do thank each and every one of them for the work and the tremendous job that you've done. Let's give them another round of applause. Now it is my pleasure to introduce the North Carolina Department of Transportation Secretary Eugene A. Conte, Jr. Gene has had a career in public service and private business that is very long and impressive. Since taking office, he has directed a sweeping reform of North Carolina Department of Transportation. He amazes me and others on the DOT board with his innovation of new ways of doing business and funding projects and his leadership, not only in North Carolina, but around the country. Recently, Secretary Conte was recognized by his peers at ASHTO, which consists of the national transportation leaders throughout the United States, and was awarded the Thomas H. McDonnell Award. This award is considered the highest honor given for innovation and leadership in transportation. He is also leading the effort to create a transportation system for the 21st century that will attract business and jobs to North Carolina. We are delighted to have Secretary Conte with us today. Thank you.
Thank you, Wanda, and thank you all for being here with us. It's a special day, and we thank the Lord for the day He has made today. I want to thank our DOT folks who are here. I recognize a lot of our people who have worked on this project and other projects in this region who have worked each and every day to keep our roads open and safe, particularly when we have a snowstorm like we had earlier this week. I want to thank the two contractors who worked so hard and their crews, because they have built a project through a very challenging geography and had to do a lot of things. They have moved mountains, literally, to build this road. We're glad that the weather cleared up to allow us to do this today. Wanda does a tremendous job, as her predecessors have, Gordon Myers being one of them, does a tremendous job advocating for this region, and we value her service. Today we celebrate this project that is one of the most significant, as Commissioner Riddle mentioned, when it comes to improving the economic development opportunities in this area. This is more than just a highway project. It exemplifies the great benefits that transportation can bring to communities and has brought to communities all across our state, providing more economic opportunity, a better quality of life, and a brighter future for our children and our grandchildren. It is now my honor to introduce our keynote speaker, Governor Beverly Perdue. Her election as the state's first female governor culminated a lifetime of public service. For more than two decades, as a state legislator first, and then as lieutenant governor, Governor Perdue has fought to create jobs essential to ensuring opportunity and prosperity for all students. And even though her own parents never had a chance to get a high school degree, she has demanded the highest standards of efficiency, transparency, and accountability for state government. Her bold vision and her record of public service give North Carolina's citizens the leadership that we have needed at this very challenging time. I give you Governor Beverly Perdue.
Good afternoon. I'm honored to be here with all of you all today. Look up at the sky and look at these mountains. And if any of you don't know, this is the day the Lord has made. You need to go back to church on Sunday morning. I'll tell you that. This is glorious. I want to start out by thanking Gene Conti. This may be the last time that we'll be assembled here in this part of the West together. And he took a job. He left a really high-paying engineering firm to come and work for a fixed salary for the state of North Carolina for the 9.5 million people who call us home. He's worked day and night to transform the Department of Transportation. I thank him, and the people of North Carolina should thank him. And I also want to thank Wanda Prophet. You know me, I like to see good women, really bright women, take charge. And I've known Wanda a long time, and I thought if there was a woman in Western North Carolina who could take charge and mix it up, it would be Wanda Prophet. She is a fabulous leader. She left a slot on the Real Estate Commission to come and work for road needs in Western North Carolina. Give Wanda Prophet a round of applause. And Jay, yeah, y'all should stand up for her because she never stopped working. Jay, for your work, we thank you as well. And Debbie and Johnny have already said it all, commissioners from Madison and Yancey County who work well together as the two construction companies who came together. All of you knew what you needed to do. That was build a project that would link this part of the state to I-26. We had a lot of help in making that happen. And I know with election only 4 days away, there are some people who like to have their name called 3 or 4 times, and they deserve that kind of recognition. So let me ask Senator Ralph Heiss and Representative Ray Rapp and Representative Phil Fry to stand up one more time, and you all thank them for what they do. And Gordon, I too want to thank you and Kay for all the work that you've done for Western North Carolina and for the entire state. And so this is a big day. It's not an especially good hair day, but it's a good day. You've heard how much this project means to this area, both for the economy, for health care, and just for the pure mood of the people of Western North Carolina. Y'all got to remember, I grew up right over these hills in Southwest Virginia in a little place called Grundy. And I understood, just as many of you all understood, that for a lot of years, we felt like we paid our tax dollars, but we never got any recognition. And it's about time that we did improve the road corridor through here. And I was tired of hearing Wanda and Gordon tell me that there wasn't an inch of four-lane road in this county. So we've done what we needed to do. Your leaders came together, y'all, which is really important. The leaders of these counties came together. And if there's one lesson to be learned for the West, and actually for the East, as more and more people in North Carolina end up living in cities, the lesson is that we all need to figure out how to work together more often in a more concerted way for the people of a region rather than simply the people of one or two counties. This Highway 19 was identified as a highway project, and I'll tell you how I know for sure it's a highway project. I needed a Diet Pepsi or a Diet Coke one day and a bag of NABs, and I stopped at this corner store up here. It was a corner then, and I went into what some call the Knowledge College, and I talked to Raymond, and he talked to me about he thought his people deserved this four-lane road. And so, Raymond, this road's for you. This bud's not for you. This road's for you tonight. We understood that if we could build this road, and you all look at this marvelous architectural and construction process. I mean, who could think that you could build a road like this and keep the environmental sanctity of the area intact while we move people through this area? Back in the 80s, we were in this area, as so many of you all know who are as old as I am, a two-lane road with single-lane bridges. On a cold, snowy day, sometimes people would sit for hours waiting for that single lane and that bridge to be cleared. In 2008, ground was broken on the first section of this project. And let me underscore that word. That's important to you and it's important to me. On the first section, because as we speak, you all know there's the second section being built too. So this is a long-term commitment to the project. We decided to start 14 miles of US 19 from I-26 to Jacks Creek. That was the project that we thought should be done first. When the next section is completed, there will be 21 miles of US 19 with four lanes finally linking North Carolina 80 all the way from I-96. That's important business for you, not just today, but for the next 50 or 100 years. Because if you're like me, you understand that when the state or the feds do a major road construction or bridge construction project for a more rural area of the state, you actually are talking about a 50 to 100 year project because it'll take us that long to get back at the back of the line to the front of the line. Having good connections to this interstate, you've heard over and over, is really important as you relocate commerce and attract business. I actually believe that someday soon, I'll be coming back as an observer to see you cut ribbons on new jobs and new manufacturing plants and new small businesses because of the access this road provides. And I like Wanda to understand that a hard surface road, a four-lane road and a good bridge aren't the only kind of highways we need to be concerned with in the 21st century. That's why you've seen me and my administration and me since the early 2000s fight like a tiger for every dollar we can get from the federal government to build out broadband coverage in every county of North Carolina. And I'm here to tell you today that you live in the state with the most broadband connectivity in our public school system, community college, and university system of any state in America. So it was really important to me that as we built this connector, that we also continue to build the information highway, which is broadband and internet for all of the people of Western North Carolina. 95% of the people in Yancey and Mitchell County should be able, as this project is completed, to have access to high-speed internet. That's how you grow small businesses in the 21st century. Now, I'm not naive. I know that some of you and some of the residents here aren't going to be able to afford the hookup that you need to keep your kids connected to the information highway. And we are aggressively working with your providers here to figure out a scholarship program so that children and families from low-income situations can also have the access to the knowledge of the 21st century. So as we connect roads for you to tie you to a new economy, we equally connect the mind. We've done another project in Malin Community College, which I believe will be an anchor to you as you grow small business. It's been my honor and my privilege to serve you as the governor of North Carolina. It's been my honor and privilege to work with Secretary Conte and with Wanda Prophet and with so many of you, the good, hardworking state employees of North Carolina who are out there day and night when things are tough and the rest of us in our beds. These are the men and women who are out serving us all. So today is a glorious day for the folks in these two counties. I salute you for coming together in a mood of cooperation, for working hard to get the resources that you so richly deserve. Now let's cut a ribbon. Let's think about the folks in New York and New Jersey and all the other places that are hurt. And if you're in a generous mood, as you decide to do something for those people who are at risk in the hurricane-hit areas, rather than for your own kids and grandkids at Christmas, I'm going to make that pledge today. We have stood up the governor's hotline with links to a community and a charity that you might want to contribute to so that very quickly we can reach out and provide good old North Carolina aid to folks who are desperately in need of help. Okay, now let's cut this ribbon.